Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just under your breath today, Phil, you just said maybe the power will be back.
Right. We'll wait to see whether it goes off or it's back. What we're on is the bubble. We're sitting there deciding what the safety values are on this, what the costs are, and PG&E is trying to decide. Now, people out there should know that this has been coming for a while. We were talking about it last year and even possibly the year before. People up north have been buying generators, propane, lots of them, to hook up their houses and businesses in case the power goes out for prolonged periods of time. We here in the Bay Area have always thought that problem was someplace else. It was somebody else. It was way up in the north or down in the south, but it is coming closer to home for a couple of reasons. Some of them are financial, and some of the fact is that we are building and living closer to shrub areas that could go off if a power line sparks, and we could have resulting damage, and PG&E is trying to minimize it.
Phil, remember the bad old days when the Enron rolling brownouts and blackouts were going on? Is this going to be like this indefinitely, or will we see an end to it? What is it with these wind power shutoffs? I mean, are we looking at the foreseeable future?
Yeah, we are. And a lot of it goes back to a thing in California, the law called inverse condemnation, which says that utility lines could, PG&E and other utilities had the right of way to go up and put their lines into up to Paradise, all these towns everywhere around here. But in return, they are responsible for their equipment. Now, sometimes there's been negligence on PG&E's part, and that sparked fires, but other times it hasn't been negligent. But whether it's negligent or not, they're responsible for that damage. And that is, you know, at $20 billion after the Wine Country fires and counting. So PG&E is sitting there doing what a lot of business would do. If it's even close, we're not going to take that chance. And as it stands right now, that's what they have the option to do. And remember, PG&E is going into bankruptcy. So there are a lot of different factors at work here, including how long is it going to take to get the brush cleared out from all these lines over the years? We haven't been taking care of that over the years. And also upgrading the lines.
Why do I get the feeling that this has gone past the tipping point, right? PG&E going bankrupt. It almost seems like they're throwing in the towel here and saying, we're just going to turn off the power then.
Well, they're not the only ones. Remember, they were criticized for not turning off the power because in Southern California, they had been turning off the power and it had been effective. So you're talking about prevention or you're talking about inconvenience. But here, like I said earlier, before it was always someplace else where they were turning off the power. Now it's in my backyard.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.